السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الوالد أوسط أبواب الجنة، إلى آخر الحديث. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present: Intaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with many bounties, with many ni'mah, and Allah described them individually with different definitions of all those bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you and me. But there is a unique bounty, a ni'mah, a gift given to you and me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah described, when the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described that great bounty, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that that ni'mah, that bounty, it is indeed Jannah. The description was given for that bounty as Jannah. My dear brothers in Islam, it is such a bounty. Many of us are neglectful, or many of us even do not look at that as a Jannah, while it is with us in our own homes, or for some that bounty is being removed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this great bounty which was described by sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Jannah or paradise? My dear brothers in Islam, it is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, with regard to the parents, the ni'mah of parents that all of us enjoyed or enjoying today. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described our parents as Jannah. It was asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the mother, about the father. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Huma jannatukuma, Huma istahaba, they are your Jannah. My dear brothers in Islam, do we have any other creation or bounty described by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Jannah? We know what is Jannah. Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatar ala kalbi basar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when he described Jannah, no eye had ever seen, no heart could ever ponder, no ears have ever heard. My dear brothers in Islam, that is Jannah. Here that same Jannah is described to our parents. The question remains today, do we look at our beloved parents as Jannah? Why they are being called Jannah? My dear brothers in Islam, this is what today we fail to understand. The material world that we are engrossed, the material world that we have drowned ourselves, the capital gain that we run behind day and night. My dear brothers in Islam, we have understood the value of monetary gain. We have understood the value of commercial gain. But my dear brothers in Islam, the nature of capitalism, it will bring the value of material and it will remove the value of all other values from our lives. Whether it is our relatives, whether it is our wives, whether it is our children, all these things shown to us as immaterial in comparison to the material gain that you and me run day and night. My dear brothers in Islam, that's how today we have failed to recognize the value of our parents. How many of us every day look at our parents and this thought crossing, my Jannah standing in front of me, subhanallah. How many of us, my dear brothers in Islam, today we have reached a stage, we find very little time even to greet them on daily basis, even to smile at them in daily basis. A sahabi came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, إني أريد أن أغزو وقد جئت أستشير يا رسول الله. I am intending to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I came for a consultation with you, Ya Rasulullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, هل لك من أم? Do you have a mother? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. One hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَبْتَغِ الْأَجْرَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You seek your reward by your mother. Another narration, فَلْزِمْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا. Go attach yourself with your mother. Do not leave your mother. Be close to her. Take care of her. Because the Jannah lies beneath the foot of our mother. My dear brothers in Islam, that another sahabi, a person came and complained to him, to Abu Dharr, that came and complained to him that my father is asking me to divorce my wife. He said, I am not going to tell you to divorce, but I can narrate to you what my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me. Al-walidu awsatu abwaab al-jannah. Al-walidu awsatu abwaab al-jannah. Parents are the middle door of Jannah. If you want, fadih had al-baab, you can destroy and demolish this door and you deprive yourself by entering into Jannah or protect them. My dear brothers in Islam, look at the words, the wisdom behind the words of Rasulullah. When he said our parents, our father, he is, when we look at him, it should give us the reminder of Jannah. My dear brothers in Islam, why? We know in Jannah, وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنْفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ. Subhanallah. Allah, when He describes Jannah, Allah says, Jannah is a such a place. Whatever your heart wishes and desires, that will be fulfilled. And when a jannati enters Jannah, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنَامُوا فَلَا تَبْعَثُوا أَبَدًا. A jannati enters into Jannah. Angel is giving an announcement. From today, there is only happiness in your life. There is only good news will come to you. And there will be no bad news. There will be no sad news. There will be no bad incident will ever take place for you. When, my dear brothers in Islam, we have parents who have reached the old age, let us understand this very clearly, that we need to do and service them, take care of them. We need to make sure whatever they need, within our ability and capability, we must try to fulfill that. We must try to take care of that. We should not complain. We should not look into our wallet, our wealth, our balance, my dear brothers in Islam. That's why they were called as Jannah, my dear brothers in Islam. And furthermore, the understanding from the words of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers in Islam, that if we need Jannah, that we need to take care of them. We have parents who have reached the old age. Let us take care of them. Let us do their khidmah. Let us do their service. Many of us thinking that my parents are healthy, so I don't have to do anything for them. But my dear brothers in Islam, we don't need to wait till they reach the old age. Let us go back and take care of them. A Sahabi came to the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Ya Rasulallah, I came to take the oath of allegiance. I came to take bayat from you, Ya Rasulallah, to make hijrah, to migrate, O Rasulallah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told Ya Rasulallah, when I was coming, I came to migrate, but I came to take the oath of allegiance on hijrat, Ya Rasulallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, how is the condition at home? He said, Ya Rasulallah, I left, taraktu abaghiya yabukiyan, I left my parents while they were tearing and crying because I was separating from them. Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَرَجِعُهُمَا, you go back home, you go back to your parents. It is not your monetary gain, it is not your hijrat is great. You have made your parents cry today. Go back to them, go back to them. أَضْحِكْهُمَا, make them smile, make them laugh, make them happy. كَمَا أَضْحِكْهُمَا, like how you have made them cry. My dear brothers in Islam, how many of us made our parents happy today? There are days that we walked out of our home, banging the door, shouting, screaming. Maybe the mistake from our parents. Quran says every person will be reversed back to the childhood. When they become old, they become like children. But my dear brothers in Islam, we made our parents cry a lot. It will move the heavens of Allah. It will bring down the anger of Allah. It will bring down the punishment of Allah. Whether we are young, whether we are working, who we are, where we belong to, it is immaterial. Parents, in Quran, Allah says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord, Allah commands you and me to worship Him alone and worship Allah alone and no other creation. And further, immediately Allah relates, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be nice to your parents. Be kind to your parents. Take care of your parents. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah spoke about many ahkam in the Quran. We are surprised to see with regard to parents, Allah goes detail after detail in Quran explaining how to deal with your parents. Inna yablughanna indaka al-kibar ahaduhuma aw kilahuma فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفَّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَكُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If we only understand, if we only understand the depth of this ayah, we will not even raise our tone in front of our parents. Allah says, if either one of them or both of them, either one of them or both of them reach the old age, by you, فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, Do not raise your voice above them. Do not raise your tone above them. In this place, Allah is not talking the words that we use. Allah says, do not even use the tone as oath in front of your parents. Subhanallah. And وَلَا تَنْهَرُهُمَا. Do not rebuke them. Do not degrade them. Do not disgrace them. My dear brothers in Islam, that father spent his entire life in upbringing, in feeding, in nurturing, in spending, in take care of you and me. Today, we have become qualified personalities. We claim ourselves to be somebody in the society. We are highly educated, affluent or whatever. At times, we are shy to introduce this person as our father. There are fathers who cry, my son do not want to describe me as his father. My dear brothers in Islam, in the eyes of Allah, he is the most beloved. He is the most honored in the eyes of Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah is saying, وَكُلَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Talk to them honorably, with respect, with dignity, in front of my boss, in front of my CEO, in front of my head. I am so humble, I am so soft, I am so kind, I am so professionally my words, that I tie my words in a such a way. But the mother asks, you come with a busy day, did you eat? Look at our reply today, I'm not hungry. Hard reply, a loud reply. No mother, don't force me. This is how we treat our mother. We are disturbing our creator, remember. My dear brothers in Islam, every word is measured. Every word is being told. A day that we shall be asked. Allah is saying, وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلْ. Be humble to them. Lower your wings in humbleness. And وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. O Allah, have mercy on our parents. O Allah, be nice to our parents. Be kind to our parents. Make it easy upon our parents, like how they were merciful to us. Ask this question today. How many of us in our lives, every day, we make fight and salah? How many of us remember our parents in our dua? Wa na'udhu billah. We have to cry blood, my dear brothers in Islam. We have to cry blood, my dear brothers in Islam. We remember our wealth to be protected by Allah. We remember our business to be protected by Allah. We remember our assets to be secured by Allah in our dua. But our beloved parents, who are the reason for our existence on this planet, we do not remember them. We do not find time for them. Other day one brother came and told me, very sad, he admitted his father in the hospital, old, elderly father. A person visited and he came to him and said, at this age, why you need to spend so much money and hospitalize him? My dear brothers in Islam, wealth is more important than the parents. Do we know the incident where the hadith, authentic hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anta wa maluka liyabik, you and your wealth belong to your father, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a beautiful incident behind this authentic narration, narrated by many muhaddithun. With regard to the authenticity, there are differences of opinion, but most of the muhaddithun, commentators of the hadith say, it is beneficial to narrate the incident in order to bring a change in the lives of the mankind. My dear brothers in Islam, the incident goes that a youngster came to the company of Rasul and complained, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, Inna Abi Akhadha Mali, my father had taken my wealth away, Ya Rasulullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, call your father. My dear brothers in Islam, one narration, Zamakhshari says, that father was such an old person, he could not walk,
He had asked a stick on his head and he walked into the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, let us understand that he came to the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told, when he came, Jibreel Ameen came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told, Ya Rasulallah, Allah conveys his salam to you. Allah conveys his salam to you. My dear brothers in Islam, when he said that, and he told, Allah is saying, to ask the Father, when he came to your company, he was saying something. He was talking amongst himself, within himself. Ask him what he was talking. My dear brothers in Islam, that father saying, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that why did you take the wealth of your son? He replied, Ya Rasulullah, I did not take the wealth. I took his wealth to spend on his own auntie. And further, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, when you were coming to my company, you were saying something within yourself. What was that? No, Ya Rasulullah, it was nothing. Ya Rasulullah, it was nothing. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, you must tell me. And he insisted. And this sahabi says, I said some poetry, Ya Rasulullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what was that? He said, Ya Rasulullah, when I was coming to your company, that I was saying myself a poetry, oh my beloved son, I was excited when you were born. Many of us went through this cycle in life. We were imagining how our son or daughter will look. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I was excited. When you were born, I was even excited. When you became ill, as if that I became ill, I had many sleepless nights when I thought about you when you were ill, oh my son. Your happiness was my priority. I gave all what I had to you. And it was my dream in my life to see you, a grown-up man, a grown-up human. It was my dream. And today you have developed a sinner. You have reached the age of intelligence and intellectuality and you are a matured person. فَجَعَلْتَ جَزَائِي. What is that reward that you gave me? What is that reward that you gave me? What did you award me, O my son, today? With your rudeness, with your harshness, with your arrogance, you forgot the value of the parents. You didn't even dignify me to the degree that you dignify your neighbor. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, subhanallah, he was moved by the words of his father. He told, it comes in another narration according to Zamakhshari, the father said, Ya Rasulullah, there was a time my son was da'if wa ana kabeer, he was weak, I was strong. He was a fakir and I was a wealthy person. I gave all what I had to him. Today, I am weak, he is strong. I am poor, he is wealthy. He has become stingy, Ya Rasulullah. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the words of this elderly person, he held his son from his chest. He held this child, this son from his chest, and he told, Anta wa ma'luka liyabi. You and your wealth belong to your father. Whatever you have belongs to your father. And my dear brothers in Islam, Zamakhshari narrates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whichever person will hear this incident on this planet will cry. It is truth. We are moved today to hear this, which happened 1400 years back. Let us ask ourselves, how do we evaluate our parents? How do we value our parents? My dear brothers in Islam, Wais bin Amir was a tabi'i. He could not meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he was in the service of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was in the service of his beloved mother. See, Allah inspires Rasulullah. There is a person called Wais bin Amir from Yemen. He had leprosy and he was cured from leprosy. He lived in a place. Then he had moved to Karan and he cannot come and see you because he is in the service khidma of his beloved mother. حملته أمه وهنا على وهن. A mother carries a child, difficulty upon difficulty. She sacrificed all what she had before birth, before we were born. She was a beautiful, pretty person. Now, my dear brothers in Islam, we know a mother, when she starts giving birth, she sacrifices her beauty, her ability, her health. Many sicknesses follow her due to her body weakness. That's what Quran is saying. حَمَلَتُهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا. His mother carried him weakness upon weakness, weakness over weakness, difficulty over difficulty, sacrificed all what she had in her life to make us today what we are. My dear brothers in Islam, this tabi'i, he was not a sahabi, he could not meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Umar ibn al-Khattab, Ya Umar, if you meet a person, if you meet a person called Wais bin Amir al-Karani, you tell him what I told, and there are narrations to convey the salam. And he told Umar, you tell him to make istighfar for you. Because he is a person, لو أقسم على الله لأبره. When he takes the oath in Allah, Allah the heaven will move to fulfill his requirements. Subhanallah. He was not a sahabi. My dear brothers in Islam, this sahabi, this tabi'i, one day came to Medina. Umar radiallahu anhu was asking all the people of Yemen, is Wais bin Amir amongst you? Then they said, Ya Rasulullah, today he has come. Umar radiallahu anhu rushes towards Wais bin Amir, goes to him. Are you Wais? My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described you. Did you have leprosy? He said, yes. Now you are cured to the except to the size of a ring or a coin, dirham, that you have a mark of leprosy. He said, yes. And he said, you have a mother that you were in her service and you could not come and see Rasulullah. He said, yes. And he said, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to tell you that to make istighfar for this Umar, to seek repentance to this Umar, and will you please do istighfar for me? Look at Umar radiallahu anhu, who will be called from all the domes of Jannah, subhanallah. See, Umar radiallahu anhu begging from a tabi'i to make istighfar for him, and he made dua to Umar radiallahu anhu. My dear brothers in Islam, there are many incidents mentioned about Wais bin Amir. But then listen to you and me, that the sacrifice that we do, nothing important to us, except our parents. Let us go back to them. Let us talk to them. Some of us have lost our own parents. وَالْصَابِ عَسْتِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Have I fulfilled? Is there any right or obligation upon me to fulfill upon my parents after their death? Yes, O my Sahabi, replied by sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make dua for them. You make continuous dua for them. You make istighfar for them. You cry for them in front of Allah. And not only that, you honor the friends of your father. Even that is part of the duty that which we need to fulfill. The friends of our father, relatives of our father, the close associates of our father, we need to respect and value them. Respected mother, respected brothers, elders in Islam, today our parents are amongst us. Some of our parents are moved into the mercy of Allah, that a dua of a pious son will change the abode of our beloved parents. And let us turn to Allah, make dua for them, make dua for our parents who are living, and make dua for the entire mankind, make dua for everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ikhlas to practice upon whatever we have discussed today.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.